AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pope Francis's Africa trip took him to Cameroon today, where he lamented,
"The world is being ravaged by a handful of tyrants."
The AP's Nicole Winfield is traveling with the Pope.
I'm standing here in Bamenda in western Cameroon. This is the epicenter of a separatist conflict that has been ravaging this area for nearly a decade. Pope Leo came here today. He wanted to bring a message of peace and to highlight an interfaith peace movement that is trying to care for the victims of this conflict and bring the separatists and the government together to talk and negotiate an end to it.
Jesus told us, "Blessed are the peacemakers." But woe to those who manipulate religion in the very name of God for their own military, economic, or political gain, dragging that which is sacred into darkness and filth.
In Washington, President Trump said he'd be meeting soon with Israel's prime minister and Lebanon's president.
I had a great talk with both of them today. They're going to be having a ceasefire, and that'll include Hezbollah.
Hezbollah says any ceasefire must not allow Israeli forces in Lebanon any freedom of movement. The president was asked if he might be inclined to extend the ceasefire with Iran amid a diplomatic push to end the war.
Maybe it'll happen before that. I'm not sure it needs to be extended. Just so you know, Iran wants to make a deal, and we're dealing very nicely with them.
Earlier at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
If Iran chooses poorly, then they will have a blockade and bombs dropping on infrastructure, power, and energy.
Oil prices climbed today, Brent crude settling back above $99 per barrel. And stocks ticked higher on Wall Street, the S&P adding another 0.3% to its record. The Dow up 0.2% and the Nasdaq 0.4%. Strong profits from several big companies helped offset the rise in oil prices. This is AP News. In Virginia, a former lieutenant governor and his wife are dead in what police say was a murder-suicide.
Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis says a 911 call was received from former Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax's teenage son. He says Fairfax shot and killed his wife, Dr. Serena Fairfax, and later killed himself.
This has been an ongoing domestic dispute surrounding what seems to be a complicated or messy divorce.
Davis says Fairfax was served with court papers.
That apparently led to this incident last night. Both of their children, teenagers, the boys older than the girl, were in the house when it happened.
Justin Fairfax's career appeared to be on the rise, but in 2019, two women came forward accusing him of sexually assaulting them years earlier. He adamantly denied the allegations.
Everybody's shocked. We're shocked.
I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.